Ruth and Naomi had two things very much in common, obviously. The fact that Chazal are equating them, the fact that Chazal put Ruth and Naomi together, means that there's something about these two that's very much connected. Now, what's very much connected about them? Bichlal, Naomi coming home and making a big deal how bad her life is a pella. You know, tzaddikim were always known not to complain. You do it. The Rebbe Reb Zisha, I'm sure you all heard of the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Rebbe Reb Zisha, for much of his life, he lived in poverty. He lived in poverty. And somebody once came to the Rebbe Reb Zisha's Rebbe, and he asked him, how does one learn how to be makabel yisurim ba'av? How do you know how to be makabel? How does one accept when they have challenges in life? To accept it with ava, with love. So the Rebbe told him, listen, go to Reb Zisha. He'll tell you. He'll tell you how to be makabel yisurim ba'av. He'll tell you how you accept when you have a tzara, to accept it with love. So the famous story is, the guy goes to Reb Zisha, the Rebbe Reb Zisha. He says, Reb Zisha, I have a mission from the Rebbe. The Rebbe sent me to you. He says, okay, what can I do? He says, the Rebbe told me to ask you how to be makabel yisurim ba'av. The Rebbe Reb Zisha looks at me and says, the Rebbe sent you to me? I don't get it. I haven't had one element of yisurim in my lifetime. The Eibush has only done chasadim to me. I don't even know what's going on. I don't understand how the Rebbe sent you to me. I never had anything bad. I'm sure some of you have heard the story. That was the famous ma'aseh with the Rebbe. Tzaddikim don't walk around saying the Eibush did bad things to me. It's not the way they walk around. They accept what Hashem does. So why is Naomi making a big deal? Hey, Mar Hashem Li, Hashem did better for me. Hashem did. What's the point? Why is she trying to say that? Obviously, she had a reason why she Dafka was making ordeal. Obviously, this is all part of the idea that she's changing. She called me Mara. It's all one idea. Our boy said Pshat is like this. When we started the Megillah, we explained that the whole sorrow that happened to Elimelech, to his sons, the fact that he died and his two sons died, it all was because they left Eretz Yisrael when Klal Yisrael had tzaras. Instead of carrying the yoke together with Klal Yisrael, they ran away. They ran away. So it was a kfira from doing chesed. They're running away. They ran away. What was Naomi's job now? Naomi's job now was to fix that chet. To fix the chet of what happened. And she was going to come back to Eretz Yisrael now to bring back the chesed that should have been there to begin with. That's what Naomi did. So when Naomi gathered herself together, that's what she went back to Eretz Yisrael for. And Memela, she wanted to publicize to Klal Yisrael, look what happens if you don't do chesed. Look what happens. That's why she said, call me bitter. Not that she was bitter over what Hashem happened, did to her. She was makabel everything Hashem did for her. But she wanted Klal Yisrael to know. Chesed brings bracha. And chas v'sholem, if you kofer b'chesed, look what happens. So the reason why she asked for that name was because she was turning around the negative to a positive. Now, if Klal Yisrael from her are going to learn what it means to deny chesed, now it was all worth it. You know, sometimes you have somebody gets killed. So the people that are into the gun control, you know, they're trying to pass new laws limiting guns, which is a big controversy on its own. Is it a mile to limit guns? Is it not a mile to limit guns? They find that some of the states that have the strongest anti-gun laws have the most crime. And the reason is pashut, because most crimes don't happen from legal guns. They happen from criminals who somehow get a hold of a gun. Shaloikidin. So the gun laws don't necessarily help. They say Chicago has from the most most restrictions on gun laws. There's more people killed in Chicago every night than there is. Tom, if you took all the Mason from most of the states, especially lately, gang-related murders, it's unbelievable what's going on. They have tight gun laws, it doesn't always help. Right? But a lot of times you have these people, if they lost a child to a murder, so they try to unveil a new gun law. What do they say? So the death shouldn't be in vain. Their child's death shouldn't be in vain. Something good came out of it. So Naomi now wanted to take all of her tzaras that she had, that she went through, and use it as a positive. Use it as a positive. Show Klal Yisrael, look. And if she could impact Klal Yisrael that way, it's worth it. That's why she asked for an angel. Rus was on top of the world. Rus was a bas malachim. Like Baruch said yesterday, right? She was compared to the Rebbetzin Diana. No, isn't that what you wanted to compare it to? Whatever. She was on top of the world. Rus. Now she's coming to do chesed with her mother-in-law. She's going to be a pauper. She's going to the lowest level to be with her. So when Klal Yisrael saw this group together, Rus and Naomi, it was one bewilderment. It was one bewilderment. Look at Naomi and look who's with her. Look how Rus is being mizdabik to Naomi. Bishloima, when Rus originally connected herself to Naomi. Naomi was from the most chashuv of families from Eretz Yisrael, the wealthiest families from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, what's she doing here now? Husband's dead, no money, a pauper of a mother-in-law. What's going on? So Rus and Naomi, they were a team to bring out the same lesson to Klal Yisrael. The importance of chesed. Naomi was showing Klal Yisrael, look what happens when you don't do chesed. And Rus was showing what chesed is. Look what chesed means, to be totally selfless. That's the pshat v'tei lach nashteyem. They were a team. They had the same mission. V'ateyem aleim kol ha'yir, azoyis Naomi. Look at Naomi. And why is she with her? That was v'ateyem aleim. They were bewildered about both. Look at Naomi. And what in the world is this woman coming along for the ride? Okay, if Donald Trump's daughter marries Kushner, one of the wealthiest real estate people in New Jersey, it makes sense. Right? But if Donald Trump's daughter will be Miss Gayeris and marry some homeless guy, and so you go ahead, well, and she lives in the street with him, you'd say, Hazois Ivanka? What's going on here? That was Vateim Aleim Kolayir. The whole city was going, what's going on here? Look at Naomi. Nebuch, look what she's, look at her master in life. And look at Ruth. Ruth and Mara. Ruth and Mara hanging out. What's going on here? That was the bewilderment. But now you'll hear the punchline. The Marshal comes in Masechet Shabbos, and he says that machloik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether two is leket or three is leket, is totally in how you darsh in the psukim. It says, La'oni, la'almona, v'la'ger, tazay v'oysa. So Beis Shammai darsh in the psukim, that even if there's three, you have to leave it there. Oni, ger, and almona. Listen to the Marsha. Says the Marsha, what's the Dover Chochma?
He says, "Time of the Beis Shammai, lager layof amona, berus hois ogiyores, vaniya valmona."
Ruth had all three milas. She was a giyores, she was a pauper, and she was an almona. Says, listen to Marsha's chiddush.
He says, "Voisaruya lito gam sholosh." The Efsha the Beis Hillel Moedim.
Hear him, Malsha. Do you guys hear him, Malsha? He wants to say that even Beis Hillel would agree that Ruth would have been allowed to take three. The halacha that you could only take two stalks and not three, that's tamanoni. But somebody, a woman, who has all three chesroinus, she's a ger, she's almone, and she's aniyo, she could take all three. Comes out that Ruth was allowed to take all three. So I had a kasha on the Malsha. So why taka didn't she? Why did Ruth only take two and not three? Taka the kasha, no? Why taka? If Ruth was allowed to take three, why'd she only take two? If anything, she's a tippish. What do you mean, dova chochma lava? She's a tippish. She should have taken three. The pshat is Rabbi Yisai. When Ruth went collecting by the fields, who was she thinking of? Herself or her mother-in-law? They were both paupers. She was collecting for both of them. Who was she thinking of? If she would have been thinking about herself, she would have taken three. Because she's a ger, and she's a aniyo, yisoyimo, and almone. But she was collecting in the field only for her mother-in-law. That was her mindset. And Mimela, she only took two. That's an unbelievable madrega. That means even though she was poor, and she needed the money just as much as her mother-in-law needed it. So you think she's thinking about herself? No. That's what Boaz wanted to see. He knew about where she came from. What's going on? How much is she going to take here? How much is she going to take? Shnayim lakot or shloisha lo lakot. That's what you call chesed. That even though she was desperate, and if she was taking for herself, she could have taken three. Shnayim lakot or shloisha lo lakot. And that was the beginning of the introduction of Ruth becoming the mother of Malchut Beis David. Okay. Thank you.